Good morning. It is 1 a.m. on this lovely Saturday, May 4th. Welcome to Hypnopompia. This is Tom, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We'll be playing some jazz for you tonight, per usual. Starting the night off with Take 5, a classic. Hope you enjoy.
Yeah. tired of gleaming. When I am tired of dreaming, then I'll be tired of you. This I know is true. When winds are tired of blowing, when grass is tired of growing, then I'll be tired of you. Till day is night, till wrong is right, till birds refuse to sing. Beyond the years, the echo of my only love will still be whispering, whispering. Throbbing heart should ever start repeating that it is time of beating, then I'll be if my throbbing heart should ever start repeating that it is tired of beating, then I'll be
that was Then I'll Be Tired of You by the Hi-Los. Up next, we've got an interjection of Peanut Potpourri from You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown on a record. And after that, Rubber Ducky by Tynan Davis. Enjoy.
Again. I feel like I've just got to bite somebody before sundown or I shall go stark raving mad. Yet I realize society frowns on such an action. So what happens? I'm stuck with tingly teeth. I hate cats. To me, cats are the crabgrass on the lawn of life. I am a cat hater, a cat despiser, and a cat loather. I am also scared to death of him. Sometimes I think I'll just pull up stakes and move out of here. Go out into the world, broaden my horizons, meet new people. But something holds me here. Something binds me to this spot. That old supper dish.
Charlie Brown. She says a sister is responsible for the education of her little brother, so she's teaching me. Boy, is she intelligent.
You see this tree? It is a fir tree. It's called a fir tree because it gives us fur for coats. It also gives us wool in the wintertime.
It's very interesting, Lucy. I never knew that before.
This is an elm tree. It's very little, but it will grow up. Giant tree, an oak. You can tell how old it is by counting its leaves.
Gosh, that's fascinating, Lucy.
Now, wait a minute, Lucy. I don't mean to interfere,
and
but...
way up there, those fluffy little white things, those are clouds. They make the wind blow. And way down there, those tiny little black things, those are bugs. They make the grass grow.
Is that so?
Uh-huh. They run around all day long, tugging and tugging at every little seedling till it grows up to be a giant blade of grass.
Boy, that's amazing.
Oh, good grief!
And this thing here, it's called a hydrant. They grow all over, and no one seems to know just how a little thing like that gives so much water. When it's cold and winter is upon us, the snow comes up just like the flowers.
Now, wait a minute, Lucy. Now, I know that's wrong. Snow does not come up. It comes down.
After it comes up, the wind blows it around so it looks like it's coming down.
Linus, that's
but actually,
true.
It comes up out of the ground like grass.
Lucy,
it comes up, Charlie Brown. Snow comes
oh,
up.
Oh, good grief.
Why is Charlie Brown banging his head against a tree?
To loosen the bark so the tree will grow faster.
Oh.
Come along, Linus.
Sorry about that.
Joaquin, you're the one. You make bath time lots of fun. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. It's true. I'm awfully fond of you.
what? The baby in charge, it's already hard to buy all the parts and learn to use them. But the world on my back and not in my hands, just give me a chance. Listen to my mama, listen to my dad, listen to my sisters, everyone relax. Everybody answer shit I didn't ask. Think I'm reaching my limit. Can I exhale for a minute? Can I get this out in the open? Can I sit down for a second? Can I breathe? Can I exhale for a minute? Can we talk it out? I don't get it. Can I calm down for a moment? Can I breathe for just one second? Wait on situations. I put too much on myself, thinking I don't deserve what I've earned. But yeah, I listen to the labels, listen to the man. Try to keep a sense of knowing who I am. I try to be an angel, but I don't think I can. Think I'm reaching my limits, yeah. Can I exhale for a minute? Can I get this out in the open? Can I sit down for a second? Can I breathe? Can I exhale for a minute? Can we talk it? I don't get it. Can I calm down for a moment? Can I breathe for just one second, baby? Can I
just ask me to stay. to matter when you're with them. You ties push me further. Are you lies? Are you scared? Cause this just ain't fair. Do you wanna play or stop this game? Cause it's not the same. Should I leave your bed and walk home? Do I want you on my face to be
niggas, y'all niggas, that's that shit I don't like. Yo shit, make believe, rapping about my own life. Woo! That's Rand, nigga. Woo! Ric Flair, nigga. Woo! The power's in my head, nigga. Woo! I get to beat the chair, nigga. Soho, a Tribeca, three hoes, trifecta. Dope money, coke money, shoe blow. My watch better, my pen's better. You don't write, trendsetter, you clone like. Pay homage or K's vomit, ungrateful niggas I don't like. Rah!
A fuck nigga, that's that shit I don't like.
Bang bang.
A snitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like.
Bang bang.
A bitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like.
Bang bang.
Sneak is up, that's that shit I don't like.
The Chicago nigga.
They smile in my face is what I don't like. They steal your whole sound, that's a sound bite. The media crucify me like they did Christ. They wanna find me not breathing like they found Mike. A girl will run her mouth only out of spite. But I never hit a woman, never in my life. I was in too deep like Mekhi Fife. And that pussy so deep I could've drowned twice. Rose gold, Jesus peace with the brown ice. Eating good vegetarian with the brown rice. Girls kissing girls, cause it's hot, right? But unless they use a strap on, then they not dykes. They ain't about that life, they ain't about that life. We hanging out the window, it's about to be a Shug Knight. Free Bump J, real nigga for life. Shout out to Dick Rose, man that nigga nice. Shout out to L.E.P., J Boogie, right? Chief King Louie, this is Shy, right?
Niggas holding that pain. I just hope you been praying. Bang, bang. Riding for my niggas and that's for life. High class, I'm just surrounded by these low lives. And I run this bitch like it's no lights. Going hard the whole night, cause I ain't going back to my old life, I promise.
A fuck nigga, that's that shit I don't like. A
Det blir bra idag. fjärran och klockor och sång är vikta. Fyll salen upp med kristaller som du lämnade kvar. När allt man försöker att säga finns i en tyst minut. Världen är full av kristaller.
Världen är full av kristaller.
Aldrig mer som förut. Vi spelar orgel och piano.
Right, before we play your next song, we have two orders of business for you, the PSA, and also an argument. First, the PSA. Did you know that you could save 100 animals per year just by adopting a meat-free diet? That's right. Going vegetarian saves animal lives as well as your own.
And if that's not
appealing enough, it's tasty.
Easy
and can be incredibly inexpensive too. And to start you off saving real money at the grocery store while eating healthier, PETA will send you a free vegetarian starter kit. So what do you say? Just Google free vegetarian starter kit and go to the PETA website link. Then fill out a form there to receive a free copy of PETA's vegetarian and vegan starter kit. Or view the online version that's posted there. It will guide you through the transition to a healthier, happier, and longer lasting life. It has everything from recipes and tips on eating out
to health information and videos.
That's PETA.org. This has been a public service announcement from the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals and your tomato, mushroom, and onion loving friends here at WMFO. Now it is argument time. I'll let the guests introduce themselves and their topic of argument.
So my name is C, and I'm here with my roommate Big B, and we are trying to determine who is the better roommate. I think we'll both be explaining our sides, our grievances against the other, and then I think we'll be taking calls from the audience to see what you guys think, who is the better roommate. And now if that fails, we also have several people in the studio with us actually to help us determine who has been more respectful of the other this year.
Excellent. Yes. Anyone listening in, please call the WMFO studios to provide feedback and or ask questions of C and Big B. C, I believe you will go first.
I think my roommate Big B should introduce himself first. It's only fair.
Big B. I'm Big B. I'm C's roommate. I don't know. I'm all right. I'm a good roommate. That's all I have to say.
All right. All right. C?
My biggest problem is this man's light. So I try and go to bed about 15 minutes, 30 minutes, 45 minutes before my roommate Big B, and he goes to take a shower. He turns the lights off, and I'm very happy with that, and I try to go to bed, but it's only a 15-minute shower, and I can't go to bed in that period of time. I can't fall asleep. And then he proceeds to read his books for many of his history classes, which are heavy on the reading, and I do understand that. I try to make accommodations, but I think that it's unreasonable to turn on a light that is both an LED light, which is just very harsh on the eyes. It definitely jolts me awake, and it illuminates the entire room. It feels like I am trying to sleep in broad daylight. And these readings can continue for an indefinite amounts of time. It's been several days one time,
I think. Can I just ask, how many times in the past month would you say this has happened?
Well, I'd like to say that it's dying out because many of your classes are ending. Also, I think you might be giving up hope that you'll ever, you know, accomplish all of the readings that you...
And why do you think I might be giving up hope?
I'm not sure. Can you answer that question?
Do you think I have a will to do these readings?
Yes.
What do you think's preventing me from doing them?
Oh, is that me?
No, it's just that I don't do my homework.
Okay. So he's a bad student, too, and it's rubbing off on me.
Okay, but I try.
You just said you don't try.
All right, Big B, I have a question for you. Why, in your opinion, is C a worse roommate than you are?
I wouldn't say either of us are really a worse roommate.
I would agree with that.
Hi,
actually, I was gonna complain about him a little bit.
All right, this is T-Pity, just stepping in to moderate a little bit. I'd like to bring up a point that was raised earlier about C opening a certain window before he got into the shower.
Oh, this window controversy is so overblown. You know, it's just a bunch of personal politics when we're not really talking about the policy here, which is the light and the dunkers. So we're not gonna get in the window stuff. That's petty.
All right, then ignoring the window stuff, Big B, you said you had some complaints about C.
Yeah, he eats a lot of my food, and I don't buy that much food, and it's kind of, you know, I prize it, and then except for my bananas, which. You know, I'm happy for people to eat my bananas.
You waste food.
Expand on that.
If I didn't eat the copious numbers of bananas that you steal from Dewick McPhee Dining Center, then you would be one of the, like, largest polluters, I think, on the planet.
You know, I'm happy for people to eat my bananas. But
which I happily do.
There are some foods that should be off limits.
Which are?
Dunkers.
From what local grocery store?
It's a chain, actually. It's Trader Joe's.
Oh, well, you had me under the impression that it was local.
Actually, no. You see, the thing is...
Is this Miles Davis?
It is, in fact, Jeff Goldblum and the Mildred Schnitzer Orchestra.
Just to step in and share a brief anecdote about Trader Joe's, the local national chain that we were just discussing. Today I took our host to Trader Joe's for the first time.
Indeed.
And upon walking in, he said, this smells like a combination of.
A combination of Triggs, which is a Midwestern grocery store, and a co-op.
Fascinating stuff. You know, Trader Joe's truly is a unique institution local to Medford, Massachusetts, our home sweet home. I would add to that that I forgot what I was going to say.
Alewife has some of the worst pedestrian infrastructure in the greater Boston area.
Yeah, Alewife. I'm sorry if any of you commute through the Alewife T-stop, but it is one of the worst construction projects I've ever seen.
Shout out to all you Medford listeners for not being in Alewife.
Fun fact, Alewife is actually in Cambridge for you non-locals out there.
Are we reaching you, Alewife? Can you call in, Alewife?
Also, on the topic of Trader Joe's, if any of our callers can call in and tell me what the Trader Joe's Italian branding is, it's Trader Blanks, I will give you $10 personally.
And I will give you Ben's...
Big B!
I will personally donate Big B's 3 remaining dunkers.
There's only one.
I already ate one.
You see, listeners? Also, but I'm serious about the Trader Blanks. I will. I just want someone to call in.
Also, if anyone happened to be in Alewife this afternoon and was with a group of about 30 young students.
Children.
While two people were trying to bike, go ahead and call in because we can have another argument.
Yes, your children were out of control.
And you went to Whole Foods when there was a perfectly lovely Trader Joe's right there.
Yes, I biked into the wall several times because of your children.
My lentil soup spilled a little bit in my
bag. Some good lentil soup from Trader Joe's. Yeah. I would endorse that. Also, about that Alewife Shopping Center, you know, the Bun Mi place next door, I've never had the Bun Mi, but their bubble tea is quite subpar.
I believe you probably have had the Bun Mi from that place because they frequent Tufts University.
That's the same place.
Yeah.
You literally went to their food truck with me 5 days ago.
That was not their bubble tea, which is subpar, though. So if you're going to go there, go for the sandwiches, not the bubble tea. It takes a long time. It's bad. Go to the Trader Joe's, get yourself some cold brew coffee or something.
Looks like we've got a record coming up pretty soon to be played.
Indeed. Please call in and give us your opinion of the winners of this short argument.
Or the Trader Joe's.
Or the Trader Joe's thing, or for any reason. Tell us what you had for dinner.
We want to hear from you.
Yeah, we care about our listeners, and your feedback is important. But in just a moment, we can. I'll let C and Big B duke it out for a few more seconds while I prepare the record. But after that, I will announce what we're playing and play it.
I'm so sorry for eating your dunkers.
You know, sometimes I would like to go to bed earlier.
Let's just appreciate this jazz.
I can't hear anything.
There's currently some jazz playing.
I don't think my headphones work. The people should know.
I have to say, it sounds better with them on.
Well, that's too bad.
Can you mute Big B? That would have been funny.
It's Trader Geotos, by the way, because none of you guys called in.
In fact, yes, we are disappointed in our listeners. And in fact, all of... you have been muted this entire time, so it's just been radio silence.
If this show was in Somerville, we'd get callers.
All right. Your background music has been It Never Entered My Mind by Jeff Goldblum and the Mildred Schnitzer Orchestra. From vinyl, I will be playing Bandwagon by R.E.M., chosen for you by Elster over here. Hope you enjoy.
Come on aboard, I promise you we won't hurt the horse. We'll treat him well, we'll feed him well. There's lots of room for you on the bandwagon. The road may be rough, the weather may forget us. Hello, Robert, name and lights, passing on the words of fellow passengers and players, passing it up until you're tired. Look at all the flags and all the banners waving. This is some parade, yes, sir, Bob. Lots of room for